Stop making your marketing about you. Nobody cares about you. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going so you can hear why I've got a bee in my bonnet today. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel. Okay, tough love incoming today. I probably should have put like a warning, just a heads up, that we are going to talk about the truth of why marketing doesn't work for most people and why most people are like, no matter what I do, I create content and nothing seems to take off, or something worked for me once and now it doesn't work anymore, or, you know, I talk all the time and I create and I follow what everyone says, but no one cares about my stuff and I'm so frustrated, right? Now, you may have experienced this for your own business. You may have experienced this for clients. You may have experienced this from a brand, and it's a wild thing. So I'm going to be giving some tough love here because I have to give myself this tough love regularly. This is important tough love that changes the way that you see marketing. Okay, most of the time when I tell people you've got to create content, their mind instantly goes to what we all see on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, which is what I do in a day. Look how cute I am. Look at this fun trend, but I didn't put a spin on it. Nothing is original about this. Look at how great my life is. Look at how awesome my swimsuit is. Here's, you know, what my world looks like. Here's my version of creating the products. Here's what my products are. Here's my logo. And you may notice I just said a lot of my and I. Now, here's the thing about marketing, and I wish I had figured this out sooner, so you guys can literally learn from one of the biggest mistakes I made. It's not about me. It's not about me at all. Now, this is a great humility check over and over and over again. It is very difficult to maintain a big head when you continually remind yourself of what marketing is about. Yeah, I see business owners who own 6-7-figure businesses, and sometimes people whose businesses exploded for a while and then they forget this principle and then their business starts to tank. And it's because marketing isn't about you. It's not about me. Your dream clients and customers do not care about your logo, the story behind your logo, your brand mission. Oftentimes, not until they're loyal fans are they going to care about your brand mission. They don't care about the story behind why it is that you're passionate about keychains, unless it's a very emotionally, you know, a viscerally emotional story that they're going to resonate deeply with. They don't care what your day-to-day looks like. They don't care how great your hair looks. They don't care. And like I said, I have to remind myself of this all the time. But anytime someone tells me, Rachel, my content isn't working, I take a peek at their content and probably almost 100% of the time, their content is all about them. Anytime I see an Instagram feed that's just products, 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 they are missing out on the entire premise of what marketing is all about. I want you to imagine that your dream clients and customers are on the other side of this line from you, and you have this line between you and you're looking at them, and someone hands each of you a rope. And you grab onto your side of the rope and you're trying to pull your customers over. And you're like, my products are better. My logo is better. My stuff is the best. I'm the coolest. And you're continually trying to pull them over. And they're pulling back being like, stop. What are you doing? I don't know you. I don't want to come over to your side of the line. Why are you trying to convince me of how great you are? I'm just minding my own business, going about my own life. My life is complicated. We've got a lot going on. You don't even know the fact that I woke up this morning and had to prepare all the lunches for my entire family, and they're in the middle of their own thoughts. They do not care about how pretty your packaging is, okay? Now, you may say, but Rachel, someone told me our packaging is beautiful. That's great. Was it a graphic designer? Was it a branding expert? Because that's going to be different. You're going to get feedback from them that is related to their area of expertise. The truth is, what marketing needs to be is entering into the conversation in people's minds already. When you can truly understand who your dream client and customer is and understand what they're going through, their unique journeys to make it through every single day, and we all have unique journeys, but when you really, really, really know your clients and customers, you're going to very quickly realize, oh shoot, this isn't about me at all. My customers are the stars of this journey. Now, one of the best ways to do that is to recognize that you're not the only one holding onto a rope playing tug of war with your dream clients and customers, trying to pull them over and convince them that your products and services are the best. But instead, laying down the rope, crossing over the line, and going and sitting with them. Understand why their day is stressful. Understand what they're going up against. Understand literally the pain that makes them cry quietly in the shower or in the car ride to places where their family's not going to see and everyone can think that they're strong still. Understand why they're frustrated that their sister and their best friend all have cuter houses than them and they just feel like no matter what they do, they can't put together a really beautiful space. Understand why it is that they want to eat healthy. Why do they want to be their best selves? What is it that makes them feel like they're not enough? When you can literally lay down that rope and cross the line, it's almost like I want you to imagine, you know, when there's like a picket line and the scabs at like hospitals or different places, like cross the line. My dad's a nurse, if you can't tell. So you cross the line. And go stand over there with them and listen to them and understand. Hey, listen, what is it that's bothering you? I noticed that you're right on the edge of crying. I just noticed that you're right on the edge of breaking down. And when you can lean into that discomfort and sit and actually listen and don't offer solutions yet, cross the line and all of your competition's still going to be pulling on the rope and they're like, goodness gracious, I'm just trying to live. I just need someone to hear me. I just don't want to feel so alone. Once you've crossed the line and sat and really, truly listened to your clients and customers, you're never going to be able to market the same way again because you're really deeply going to understand them. And I get emotional here. And you should get emotional when you think about the pain that your dream clients and customers are in. When you think about the insecurities that they have, the things that make them stay awake, and I mean really stay awake. When people say like, what keeps you up at night? It's become almost like templatized that question. But when you really sit with someone and be with them in that discomfort and ask them, hey, you said you're really tired. What's keeping you up? It feels different. And it will radically, drastically change the way that you want to show up. You're going to want to break through the lies for them that industry is selling them on. You're going to want to become louder with the message of truth. You're going to want to make sure that all of your dream clients and customers understand that you see them, you've heard them, you get the pain that they're going through, you care, you're more than just a product. They're more than just a number in a line or a receipt to you. It's a game changer. Anytime that I get wrapped up in my BS, and yes, I said that, anytime I get wrapped up in my own BS, I stop and I listen and I remember, oh yeah, this isn't about me. This is about that person that I'm here to help. When you do that with your clients and customers, they will forever be loyal because do you know how many people are just searching for one person to listen to them? Just one person. I was talking to a group of people about this the other day, and someone actually said, I've stopped telling people because no one's listening. I've stopped sharing my goals and my dreams and my hurts and my pains and my insecurities. That hits, doesn't it? Don't you guys feel it? Like you feel that pain of like this person stopped sharing it with everyone. With your marketing, your responsibility is to show them, hey, not only have I listened, but I'm on the same side as you. I'm in your corner. I'm here rooting for you. Oh, and I happen to have some really great shoes. Or I happen to have an awesome book. But I'm here with you. Maybe this is part of the reason why I become so viscerally hurt when I see people change in a way where they stop caring about anybody else. And I think we've all seen influencers go on this road. That's not to be confused with having more money or having more opportunities or having more privilege, but rather when people forget their mission and it leaves a lot of their followers feeling hurt and confused because now they're like, wait, I thought you were, wait, now you're not listening to me? Wait, now you're not on my side? And people actually leave companies and followings and things that they've been loyal to and the experts that they've listened to because they feel betrayed. There are opportunities everywhere for you to just listen. And by listening, you're going to be set apart from a competition. I know originally I said this was going to be a Rachel rants, but it's more like a Rachel just sits and quietly shares with you just a couple things I picked up. I hope that this episode has served you. And if it has, I'm actually going to ask something interesting of you today. Share my podcast with someone who needs this type of messaging in their life. I'm so grateful. We just crossed 400,000 downloads. And the cool part about the podcast is there's not really much ego attached. There's no comments. There's not likes. It's not a popularity contest. But knowing that people are listening and downloading and listening in the car and listening when they're preparing dinner and listening on a plane ride, I know that there are things that are ringing true for you. So if you know someone who may also benefit from that, feel free to send it their way. I'll be happy to take care of them. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.